Next up this morning, a controversial and costly drug that helps prevent HIV infection is to be provided on the NHS in Scotland, but there are still no plans to make it available here. PrEP is a pill that's taken before sex and which helps to block HIV. It's also being trialled in England, where it will be given to up to 10,000 people who are high-risk groups, including gay men. However, in the absence of a working executive at Stormont, there are no moves to enable people here to access the drug. Alliance Health spokesperson Paula Bradshaw says the ongoing political crisis means that people here are missing out on drugs and treatments, and she joins me on the line. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, Vinnie. This is just one of a long list of drugs and treatments that people in Northern Ireland are missing out on because there's no executive in place. I first started campaigning on this last year, and at that time the only show in town was the 10,000 trial in England. Since that time, Scotland have now came on board. They've now agreed to commission it as a preventative drug. Wales have commissioned an independent report which is recommending by the end of this month this highly effective drug for commissioning in Wales. So we are getting taken over in this arena, as in many others, in terms of advancements in medical treatments, because we have no executive in place.
It's a very expensive drug, this PrEP. Reports say it's about £5,000 per person per year. So can the Northern Ireland Health Service afford this? Because what we don't hear, Paula, is people saying that there is access or there is leeway within the health budget here, or any budget, in fact.
Well, let me just address that, because £150 per month that is quoted, that is how much it would cost an individual to buy it privately. And some people do that. What we're talking about here, and the trial in England, for example, what they have done is they have gone out for competitive procurement with relevant supplier manufacturers, which means that they have identified that there are generic versions of this. There are economies of scale, and then there's the ability then, the negotiating powers of the commissioning group in England and likewise in Northern Ireland, if it ever comes in here. So that would be worst case scenario. But even if you take that £450 per month and somebody takes it continuously for 30 years, that's £160,000. The cost of treating somebody who has been infected with HIV is £360,000.
It's quite a contrast there. I just want to bring in journalist and commentator Ross Clark at this point. In terms of the cost long term, you hear Paula say it there, Ross, there is a big difference in those numbers.
Well, that presupposes that, that this drug does actually reduce the incidence of HIV. Now, there are trials which show that when used properly, it is effective in reducing the transmission rate. But what, you know, no trial has shown and no trial can show at the moment is what the effect will be on the mentality of people taking it. If you're giving a drug which, supposed to, that they think will protect them against HIV, is it going to encourage them to indulge in riskier behaviour? And I think it's inevitable that it will happen.
Well, Paula, we've heard people make that argument before, that why should we be providing a drug for free so people maybe don't have to take certain precautions, which they could do on their own at their own expense?
Well, I think that this is part of an overall package of sexual health measures. It's just one of a tool to prevent HIV, and we would be talking about a belt and braces approach. This is not to remove the need for condoms, for early testing, for diagnosis and treatments. This is part of it. The trials in England, for example, and I can only refer to them at the minute, the drugs will be prescribed through sexual health clinics. Those people who are dispensing them, they will be educating the people as part of that process to remind them that STIs can still be transmitted if you don't use a condom and stuff. So there is a community education process that would need to wrap around this.
Okay.
And any of the health charities I've spoke to here would also agree with that belt and braces approach.
Just because we're pushed for time, Ross Clark, surely some people would argue it's not fair to deny people a drug that can prevent a serious illness.
Well, I mean, the idea, I'm sure the sexual health charities might in see this as a belt and braces approach, but I don't think that's how the users are going to see it. They're going to see it as an opportunity to, indulge in riskier behaviour with impunity. And I think you should compare this with Well, I mean, the other thing is that PrEP only works if it is used, every day, taken every day. And if you can't be trusted to use a condom every time you have sex, then you're probably not going to be able to be trusted to take this pill
every day. All right. Ross Clark, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you. And Paula Bradshaw, thank you